Talk Radio.
You can call in and make sure that you can see everything you need to see in relationships, because relationships are hard, but it's even harder if you don't have the information. Relationship Wednesday, right here. Be There magazine is the number one magazine for everything that you want to do as far as where to go, who to call, and how to get there. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Every Monday through Friday. Call away on the air, 202-445-1131. Or you can call in at 347-637-1577. 202-255. You on the air. Go ahead.
This is Webster. How you doing, Russell?
Webster, my main man. Look here. What's coming
okay.
up? You have a big Super Bowl party coming up. Tell us about it.
All right, Russell, and also hello to all the Black Card holders and members. Yes, Russell, we're doing this big Super Bowl party. It's at a new mini mansion out in Fort Washington. The address is 8209 Clay Drive, Fort Washington, 20744, and it's going to be free food. You do have to purchase your drinks. It's going to be six TVs, big stream TVs in the house. The house is beautiful. It's also a house that will be rented out for events. It has a great large swimming pool outside, a great deck. The house is gorgeous. It's three floors. So I'm asking everyone to come out, bring your business cards, and also, Russell, I want to ask you also if you would like to set up a table and we can work together. You can push the Be There magazine information. You know, I'm always ready to work with you because you help a lot of people. So please, everyone come out and enjoy this Super Bowl Sunday. The time we will start up will be about 3 o'clock p.m. Thank you, Russell.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to coming out. The Black Card Hole will be out there. We'll be talking about the Super Bowl extravaganza at the mansion. Be There magazine and the Black Card holders. We'll talk about how we can do that, and it's going to make it happen. Because, Wester, if you're doing it, it's got to be something that we got to be there. So we appreciate you giving the information out. Again, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's going to be this Sunday coming up. You can definitely come and see the Super Bowl with six different TVs, big screen TVs, plenty of food, walk around the mansion, and enjoy the Super Bowl. It's also an opportunity to meet people. This is Relationship Wednesday. You don't have to be alone. Don't sit home alone. Don't have yourself in a situation where you have no one. No one is not the way to live your life. Everybody wants to be somebody or be with somebody, and you can come out to the Super Bowl at the mansion and possibly meet somebody. Valentine's Day is coming. It's the most powerful love day of the year. And where else can you be but be there at the Super Bowl? So we'll talk more about that. Webster, I appreciate you coming on. I know you can't stay long. However, what you do, we will definitely get the word out. Super Bowl Sunday extravaganza at the mansion. BeThereMagazine.com. Calling you on here, 240. Oh, fantastic, man. 240-646. You on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Cheryl Cavanaugh. How you doing today, Russell?
How are you doing today? Fantastic. This is Relationship Wednesday. Relationship Wednesday. Relationships are hard, but it's even harder if you don't have the information. What's your take on relationships, Cheryl?
Don't rush to get in them just to have to be in any type of relationship. You want to take your time getting to know people, getting to know really what their intentions are before you get into just anything and saying, oh, I have a friend. And, you know, time will tell. So that's my take on it, that you'll get to know people over a period of time. And then you have to also know who you are and what you're going to take and not take. Because if you don't know those two things, then it's going to be hard for you to be happy in your relationship. However,
I value.
That,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I apologize. I believe that, you know, love is an awesome thing. It just has to be with the right person.
Mm-hmm. I value your opinion, Cheryl, for two reasons. First off, you are an intelligent, excellent woman of class. Plus the fact that people, when they meet you, you are no slouch when it comes to eyes. You are easy on the eye. So based on your expectation of who you are as a woman, and I know you get applications all the time, what does a woman like yourself do to disseminate real from no real, or real from a fake, or men that come at you? How do you determine what to do?
That's an awesome and interesting question. I just take my time with people because people, words can be very powerful. However, there has to be a follow-up with them. So when people or when gentlemen tell me different things about themselves, I wait and I just see where they are. They really telling the truth? And I just observe a lot. I just don't rush into it because I don't know offhand some of their intentions. Some of them are just up front. Others, they're not. So I wait and just take my time getting to know them, talking to them, finding out a little bit more about them, even what type of friends they have. So it says a lot to me who I'm dealing with and what I'm dealing with. So I just allow time to be a part of my counselor that tells me, is this a person that I want to deal with or not, or just based off of the fruits that they bear over time. Again, dealing with time, the fruits will tell me, is this someone that I really want to deal with? Is this someone that I can trust or not? So I just pretty much use time as a huge resource of information to find out about the person along with the fruits that they bear.
Mm. That's interesting. There's a song out years ago. It was called Everybody Plays the Fool Sometime. Nobody is by. You know, you're going to be hoodwinked and misappropriated and used by someone in a relationship. Everybody plays the fool sometime. The key is not to play the fool over and over again. Women and men get hoodwinked. I mean, you have some men that meet a woman, and the woman is so gorgeous, and she don't even like him. But what she does is pretend she liked the guy, and then she beats the guy out of stuff, or takes the guy's money, or marries the guy and don't love the guy.
Right.
Give me an example of why women marry somebody they don't love.
Some women are users, and that's their goal, to find somebody that will succumb to what they desire. And they don't care who it is. They just want what they want. So they'll just use anybody up. Even if it's a good guy, they don't care. Because their intentions are from the start wrong. Other women are deceived. You know, there are some women who are just deceived into believing that the person will do what they say they will do, that they believe that the person loves them, when in all respect, it's not that. And then other women are just, some women are desperate. They're lonely. They're thinking about how old they're getting, you know, because they believe that their clock is ticking fast and they're running out of time. And then there's the 10-to-1 ratio, 10 men to, no, 10 women to every man. They don't want to not have a man. So that desperation kicks in, so they pick anybody that says that they're interested in them. So you have different scenarios.
Powerful coming from a woman like yourself. The information you're giving out and the people who are listening now really, really are appreciating what you're saying. And I want to tell you right now, bottom of my heart, I appreciate you calling this morning on Relationship Wednesdays, because relationships are hard, and it's even harder if you don't have the information. The number one day of the year for love is just around the corner. It's Valentine's Day. It happens to be one of the precious days that I love. I love all holidays. But Valentine's Day is a precious day, especially if you have someone to be your Valentine. Valentine's Day sort of sets the litmus test for whether or not you're in a relationship. It really starts at Thanksgiving, really. Thanksgiving, Christmas, mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, and then Valentine's Day. If you are not with someone on all of those days, even if you're having a relationship with someone, even if you're sleeping with someone, if those days go by and you're not with that someone, then you don't have a Cheryl, does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not real big on Valentine's Day. I want for someone to just love me throughout. And if we choose not to go out on Valentine's Day, then so be it. However, that love that they give me throughout the year is more measurable to me than that one day.
And that's absolutely correct. That's how most women feel about holidays. Holidays to most women, and I'm not saying all women, but most women, holidays are insignificant if the rest of the days are not equally shared and cared about as that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't like a particular day to be celebrated when the rest of the days they feel like crap. If they feel as though they're not in that relationship to the point where they are blissful and joyful every day, don't come at me with roses on that day, because that day don't make up for the rest of the days that you made me feel like crap. So I can't look at the roses at the Valentine's Day card when I know 3 days prior to the day you didn't call me. You didn't speak to me. You called me out my name. You may have even done something derogatory to me as part put your hands on me. Valentine's
right.
Day is not going to make a difference. Christmas is not going to make a difference. New Year's Eve is not going to make a difference. New Year's Eve will become the eve of destruction for most women if the relationship is not proper. New Year's Eve will come the day that they make a solid commitment that they will not see you ever again. So New Year's mm-hmm. Eve will be after that New Year come in. That relationship is dead as Julius Caesar. They don't even want to see you no more after this. So they're not going to celebrate New Year's Eve. They're going to react New Year's Eve in a manner which I don't want to be with you. That's how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking at telling people and telling men. You got to step up to the plate every day. Treat every day like it's Christmas. Treat every day like it's
mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day. Treat every day like it's Thanksgiving. You want to go in your relationship and feel as though that your relationship is something of what they call substance, something that you care
right.
about, something that you really cherish, because otherwise you're going to be left alone.
Right.
We're going to take a break. I want you to stay on the line, Cheryl. The phones are jumping off the hinges here today. I want you to stay on the line. I really like your input, and I admire your sincerity. And what you have to say is helpful. We're going to come
Thank
back
you.
With Cheryl. The number here is 347-637-1577. Call in, talk about relationships. It's Relationship Wednesday. Be right back.
I found a dream that I could speak to. A dream that I can't call my own. I found a friend to press my cheek to. A thrill I
At last, people want that song for their wedding song. At last, my love has come along. The key to people fall in love every day. The key is, can love stay? It's no problem falling in love. It's can it stay? There's a song out. It only takes a minute to fall in love. However, can you stay in love? And what you said earlier was so profound as far as holidays. People don't just
mm-hmm.
want to celebrate holidays unless they're really, truly happy. That's what makes a
mm-hmm.
woman happy. There's six tips to having a good relationship. And I'm going to give you just one of them. Relationships are not only about talking. They are about giving as well. They're about trying
mm-hmm.
to brighten up your partner's day by cooking a gourmet dinner, buying him or her a little gift,
mm-hmm.
or arranging a romantic weekend for two. Love is like a flame. If left to the mercy of fate, it is dying down. The flame will die. You got to put a log on the fire. Millie Jackson talked about that. You got to put a
mm-hmm.
log on the fire. Keep the home fire
yeah.
burning.
Right.
We have another caller on. Cheryl, I want you to stay on the line a minute. I've got another caller coming on the line. 202-246, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Good morning, Russ. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Man, Gregory, I'm glad you called in. This is our Relationship Wednesdays, man. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about things that people do in relationships to make things happy. And you have a beauty salon. A beauty salon is one of the aspects that women go to make themselves feel better about themselves and also enhances their relationship. Is that true or not?
Oh, that's correct, Russ, because beauty is everything, and it's definitely in the minds of beholders, so you got to be there, baby.
Say hello to Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself, Greg?
Okay. Doing pretty good.
Fantastic. Cheryl has given us some great insight today on Relationship Wednesday. She talks about what women want in a relationship. Greg, tell us a little bit about what a man wants in a relationship.
I guess a man wants the same thing a woman wants in a relationship. They want companionship. They need to know that somebody's going to be there for them. And, you know, it's nothing like a woman having that testosterone in their life. You know, they got to have it.
When it comes to men, we seem to sometimes get a short end of the stick. Why do you think so many men die alone? And I want Cheryl to answer that question first. Why is there so many men that die alone with nobody to love them, nobody on the front row, nobody to hand the flag to if you're in the military, nobody that's sitting on the front row with the veil over their face and the coffin sitting up front? No woman. Why do you think that is among men so much, Cheryl?
Wow. I can only answer that question as a woman.
right. I want you to answer from a woman's perspective. I want you to tell me from one perspective, why do you feel as though so many men die alone?
Beauty is an awesome thing, but it is definitely not the only thing. And when you choose, I've known some men, and I'm not saying all, only some, that have chosen women because of their beauty, and unfortunately, it's not enough. And hindsight, you know, can be a huge blow in a man's life if he only focuses on the beauty of the woman and her physical attributes. If that's all that he's going to focus on, then it can cause him to be miserable in the marriage or relationship, I'm sorry. Because it's only a surface part of the woman. So if he can go deeper than that, then he doesn't necessarily have to die alone. But I know that for some of the men that choose their women based off of beauty alone, they can die alone because they get tired of that. And beauty does not last beyond the surface if that's the only depth that it can go, is only the surface. If it can't come from within, then he's going to find himself dying or living alone.
Well said. Gregory, based on you deal with women all the time, and you have a salon. And first off, give your salon a plug. Tell us the name of your salon and where it's located.
Yeah, right. We're Carolyn's Beauty Salon, 6202 Georgia Avenue, Northwest. Two blocks south of Walter Reed, one block up from 4th District Police Station. We're a family-owned company. We've been there since 1966. But we do it all, the waves, perms, colors, do it all.
And that is commendable to be there since 1966. Yeah. You're an institution in Washington. And to get your hair done at Carolyn's, you're not only getting your hair done, you're getting your hair done as a part of history. So I want to commend you, Gregory, for just having this tenacity to stay in business that long and to beautify and Georgia Avenue.
Yes. Congratulations.
However, Gregory, you talk to a lot of women. You see women in the chair. Sometimes women sit in the chair to get their hair done, but it's also a aspect of therapy because they can discuss things among the beauty salon that they can get off their chest. They can discuss relationships. They can discuss all kind of intimate parts of their life because they're getting their hair done. If a woman sits at the chair and she's got a big date, she's going to be enthusiastic about making sure her hair is right. She might talk about her new beau, the guy she's going to meet, make sure the hair is black. Or if she's in a bad relationship, if she's married and the husband is not the husband, she may sit in the chair and talk about what he's not doing. give me your take on why men live or die alone.
It's somebody for everybody, but if you ain't got that somebody, then you got to do what you got to do. And men die alone, women die alone. You know, people get together and, you know, then one dies, one don't die. You know, things just happen. And getting back to that thing about the beauty act, that men going after women for beauty. You know, beauty is skin deep. You know, we have to, it's everybody like that eye candy, but, you know, it's a lot more that's just going on than just what people really look at the outside of a woman. They got to have some insides to them too, some depth, you know. But just like you say, yeah, ladies come to the salon, they open up, you know. It's like talking to your priest or talking to your doctor. You know, it's not going to go no further than there. You know, if people come in and out, and, you know, we're real resourceful cosmetologists. We're real resourceful. We know what's going on. We know what's happening. Because, you know, people bring it to us on a daily basis. Yeah, women open up. You know, it's a good thing today to go somewhere, relax, open up, and be with a smile on your face. And, you know, you might even have an orgasm. Anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, going to the salon is an experience that, you know, and it's affordable. We have payment plans we have a working check plan where we can make a four, we get your hair done on a monthly basis or a weekly basis. We make it affordable so we just look good all the time. Oh, yeah.
That's excellent.
I want to thank you, Russ, for a little shout-out you gave Mr. Frisbee yesterday. We worked on that other situation. I want to thank you so much, Russ, for being like a big brother, you know, and, you know, you really look out. I really appreciate you, Russ, and I appreciate the show.
I try to make sure that we at Be There Magazine and the Black Card, and Cheryl's a Black Card holder, you're a Black Card holder. The Black Card is the most powerful card on the planet. And what we're doing with the Black Card in 2015 is changing people's lives and making people do things worthwhile. I appreciate Cheryl because she, not only is she a poet, she does that. Cheryl, tell us about your business real fast so people know what you do, because I know what you do, but let this listening audience know what you do. Tell us about your business.
Okay. I do different things, Russell, and today, if you don't mind, I wanted to talk about the health spree business that I have. Is that okay with you?
Whatever you want to do, Cheryl, you are a Black Card holder. You got clout. Tell us what you want to do.
Hey. I wanted to talk about my health spree business, and I like to do natural things to help people become better, healthy-wise. So I have products out that are like pain-relieving products that have herbs in them. It's 19 herbs in them that help reduce inflammation. It helps to reduce pain. It's good for over 150 types of arthritis, good for minor back aches, even headaches, even menstrual cramps, sprains, you name it. This product helps with that. And I also have products that helps to detoxify the body and help people to lose weight. So the Health Spree, I do have a website, and it is called www.thehealthspree.com. And you can order products off of there on a anytime, 24/7. That's how often the business is open, 24/7.
That is great. 24/7. The business is open 24/7. Wow. I appreciate the business. If people need health, without health, you can't do nothing. If you don't have your health, then what do you have? You can't do what you need to do. So we commend you for taking up this business that you have now, and we're going to do everything to get the word out. Matter of fact, I'm going to call you off the air and put together some kind of more program to get the new business out. So it's all about rejuvenating your business, and if you got something new for 2015, let's promote that. Let's get that out there. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate you calling in about Relationship Wednesdays, because the two things that we talked about today, the two business people that are on and all the other callers that are listening, care is important for your business and health is important for your business. You have to take care of yourself. You have to look good. With those two things in mind, you need to make sure that you have a good business. When we come back, I want to talk about closing statements and give one more tip about relationships. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Relationship Wednesday. We'll be right back.
And here we are in here for you.
Oh, at last, at last. Let me give you one more tip as far as having a good relationship. Do not try to change your partner. You have to face it. People don't change. Let's say that again. People don't change unless they really want to change, but it's hard to change. We may try to learn from our mistakes and act a little bit differently in some situations, but we can't become someone we're not. You have to love the other person the way he or she is. Do not lower your partner's self-esteem by making comparisons with other people and letting him or her know that he or she is losing in comparison. Don't try to change somebody. Don't compare somebody to somebody else. If you like a guy who gambles and runs around casinos and looking all crazy and spending money and giving you a lot of money, and you meet a guy who's a church guy or don't go to casinos, don't compare him to the casino guy. Don't say, hey, my last boyfriend was a baller, man. He gave me hundreds of dollars and told me to go play the slot machine. And this guy is a Christian guy. You can't do it. You don't change someone. Give us your closing statements, and I want Gregory to go first. Give me your closing statements, Gregory.
Okay, Russ. I wanted to say that I did my spray today, and I did that vitamin D, like the lady was saying, that spraying is the way to go. That's it. That's all, Russ.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheryl, give us your closing statements. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Give us your closing statement, Cheryl.
In your relationships or in you trying to establish them, remember to know who you are and what you will accept. If you know you won't take certain things with people, you know you don't like things with certain people or certain things about people, don't get with that type of person in a relationship because you're not going to remain happy. And don't get in a relationship just to say that you're in one, because that doesn't work. It doesn't last long.
I agree with you 100%. 100%. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Tune in tomorrow morning from 10 to 10:30. It's all about you. Networking on the radio. Cowboys the girl. BeThereMagazine.com. See you tomorrow morning.